Club Babes with legendary MC Shan. What's good, man?
Chilling like a villain, you know, we just doing it. Today is my second part two of my birthday. My birthday was yesterday, but I had to have y'all come out and mess with me over here. Club Babes, y'all know what it is. This is where I'm at all the time. Fridays and Saturday nights especially, you know. But we getting it in tonight.
Tell the people what you do at Club Babes.
Well, I could show them better than I could tell them what I do at Club Babes. Yo, like I said, about to show y'all what to do. It's your boy MC Shan right here at Club Babes. This is how K-Bizzle and Shizzle do right here on a Saturday night. We're still trying to get it in on the top side. 10 for the top, 10 for the bottom. Y'all know we're trying to get them naked. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. Remember to tip my bartenders and my waitresses. VIP, wide the hell open for your 20 for the 30. Appreciate y'all for coming out, because y'all could have went anywhere else, but y'all decided to come fuck with us tonight. So we appreciate your patronage, and thank y'all for coming out. And be sure that you come back and check us out right here at Club Babes. Y'all know what it is. Your boy MC Shan.
No. Explain that. How did this happen?
My DJ is the DJ here.
Okay.
So it's like it only fair that he come invade my shows. I come invade his shit. You know what I'm saying? So here it go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I claim myself the official voice of Club Babes. I don't care who DJing, they can't do it like we do it. Right. Y'all can't do it like me and K-Bizzle do it. So if you want to book me and K-Bizzle for your strip club for the night, just holler at your boy, MC_Shan. Y'all know right there on Twitter, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I like being on the microphone. This is not a job that I have here. This is not my job.
It's just fun.
You know what I'm saying? This, I come here and do this. I love them girls. We like a dysfunctional family here, babes. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, they like it. You know what I'm saying? Because I talk a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? 2 drink minimum at the bar. Y'all know how it is right here at Club Babes on a Friday and Saturday night. Remember to come check us out on Wednesdays. Match 20 going on. You know what I'm saying? Spend $20 at the bar, get yourself a poker chip, redeemable for $40 worth of alcohol, the poison of your choice. Not redeemable for lap dances or anything else, but remember to leave a tip for my bartenders and my waitresses as you go along for keeping the spirits flowing.
I wanted to ask you, like, you know, how cool was it to, like, redo your Plant Your Bridge song with Nas off of his QB's Finest compilation with Nas, Havoc, Prodigy? Like, what, back then, for them dudes to be popping, for how you recreate that song with them, how was it doing that?
They actually had to come and kidnap me out the house to come and do it.
Really?
Yeah. They had to send Body G. Body G, big shout. Because Body G had to come get me, because I'm like, man, I wanted some money. Nas had money, and I wanted some bread for my actions that I was doing. But I still said, nah, you know, I went and did what I had to do, because it was nice to do a song with Nas, Mobb Deep, all the QB crew there, you know what I'm saying? But it was a nice thing to have it redone and for me to start it off, you know what I'm saying? You got Queensbridge Finest in the house tonight. You know what I'm saying? For me to start off the song, that was a pleasure, you know, messing with, you know, the up and coming.
I kind of want to go back, because we ended up linking up with you off of some videos that you actually put up on your channel on MC Shan on YouTube. And, you know, I saw the MC Shan's True Stories, saw what you were saying to Master Ace, right? So put that up, and then I think there was a shout out, and then, of course, we linked up, you know, with you after that.
Right.
Everything cool with that situation?
Everything is cool with that situation, but it's just like I feel that the way that he came at my head, it wasn't trying to debate the truth of what I'm saying. It just came at my head like, yo, trying to degrade my character, you know? And that's not the way to go about it. And I'm just me. I'm going to say it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's like for you to come at me and say, let's tell the people that this was fake. You know what I'm saying? You can't be 95% real. You got to be 100% real at all times. Now, if I come up and I say that one thing that I did was fake, that doesn't give credibility to all the realness that I've been for my whole entire life. So it's like I got to be shaky about messing with people that fucking do fake shit. I don't do fake shit. I can't do fake. I gotta be real all the time. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a publicity stunt. It wasn't to try and drum up YouTube views. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that it was kind of a disrespect for him to try and say, you not even from Queensbridge anyway, that I had to go get my damn birth certificate. You know what I'm saying? I had to go get my original birth certificate and show that I'm a, you know, I'm third generation Queensbridge, my man. You know what I'm saying? Don't try and play me in front of the world like that. That ain't cool.
I know in the video you said that you were gonna be doing a tour with your cousin.
Right.
Now, did that actually happen? Did that go down?
The tour, I mean, we keep putting it off, and when we were doing it, the dudes in England, they didn't come up with the money at the right time. Yeah. So, what happened was, you know, ain't no tour, ain't no money, ain't nobody leaving United States soil and get there and there ain't no money to get home. I can't do that, you know? But as far as money is concerned, yes, I'm going to do what I got to do because I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about no seeing them and, you know, we got to go to blows. I don't do that shit no more. Right. They gave me a pistol license in Georgia. If you fuck with me, it's gone. I'm going to claim self-defense. Fuck it. Fuck it and call the police and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all of that shit. You know what I mean? So it's about money. But more than likely, it will be a thing that I will have my DJ will be doing my music. It wouldn't be Marley behind the set for me.
Gotcha.
But one time, he was real disrespectful, for real, on the Paramount show. When I did a show at the Paramount, me and Bizzle, we on stage, and Marley comes setting up, and he about to set up for him and Chris's show. You on my set while you setting up for Chris. You know what I'm saying? That was disrespectful, motherfucker.
So y'all don't actually have conversations. Like, you don't, like, after that happened, you didn't, like, hit him up on the phone and be like, look, man, like, what the fuck was that about?
We did, but it's still the same with me. I'm not going to do something that I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I'm at that point where I don't have to say yes when I really want to say no. Fuck that. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sell my soul because somebody says, Shan, we'll give you $2 million to do an album with Marley. I'm not going to sell my soul on that one. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all right now by myself, doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
So, Shan, how'd you come across us? How'd you come across that in hip-hop?
Well, more than likely, it was the internet. Because I'm an internet grinder. I'm like an internet beast. I don't know you, but I'm going to post my video on your shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody on your shit might see the shit and post that shit somewhere else and be like, oh, there goes Shan, new shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's how I get down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff that I get is through the internet. It's not me out here on the ground, footwork. I ain't with the footwork when I got the internet in my face. I could do 8 hours on the internet and cover more ground than I could just going downtown just handing out some CDs.
So if you had the internet back then when you was trying to come up and everything, how would you have done things different? How would you use the internet now?
See, now I'm gonna fuck with him. Cause he asking me a dumb fucking question on some real shit. If the internet was back then, it would be a different game right now. You know what I'm saying? So, but I probably would be using the internet the same way that we be using it right now. And see, what I think about the internet, that it made it a lot easier for cats to do what they gotta do. You'll go to TuneCore and you can get your shit put on the same Apple iTunes that the majors is getting it put on. You know what I'm saying? So I think the internet, I would have used it just the way for what it is. And since I'm not a dinosaur and I'm up on my shit, that's how I use the internet. There's a lot of cats from my era that don't know shit about that. They don't know how to promote themselves. They don't know how to do none of that shit. But me, fuck that. I'll be on that. My new shit is out on iTunes. My new shit is out on Amazon. All that. And I put it myself. Instead of me paying some digital distributor 30% of my bread, they ain't gonna give me no promotion money. They ain't giving me no video, nothing. But you're gonna collect on me. Now you say 30% of my money ain't much. But now if you got 30% of 500 motherfuckers, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? And basically, a lot of times with them digital deals, the niggas that's collecting the money, you don't know where the fuck they at. They three people down the chain. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker that's actually getting the money, you don't know how to go to his door and say, yo, where my shit?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you just got to watch those digital deals because those A&Rs that fuck with those deals, they're hired on. They pay a fee to be there. So now their thing is to recruit as many motherfuckers as possible, and they get your money and get your money, get your money. Now I got five motherfuckers down under me, and all month, next month come, I gotta sign another five motherfuckers, and they gotta give me their money. And so that, they tried to get me to do that, and I can't do that to these artists. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather tell them to say, fuck them niggas. Do your shit, put it on iTunes by yourself. Go to TuneCore, $49 for the whole album, $9 for a fucking single. All right? That's what it do. And fuck the bullshit.
Do you feel like, I guess, the younger generation respect the hip-hop pioneers, or respect, I guess you want to say, the hip-hop elders, do you think?
Let me tell you something.
We had a conversation about that, so that's why.
The youngers of today don't respect their fucking mamas. They don't respect nothing. So you can tell they don't respect themselves. They all, I don't give a fuck, I'm ready to die. Fuck him, fuck that. You're talking about your neighbor's son. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about a nigga you grew up with the fucking your whole life. You know what I'm saying? But you're talking about, fuck him, I'll kill that motherfucker when I see him. I ain't scared to die. That's a, you know what I'm saying? It's just some crazy shit. So on the younger kids, I mean, we gotta have a different message that goes on and teach them something different. Give them another avenue, something else to listen to. You know what I mean? Instead of all of this bullshit that fucking just promoting ratchet shit. All the ratchetness on the fucking reality shows. Every Monday they wanna go home and watch ratchetness. A motherfucker, let a nigga be trying to teach your dumb ass something, you wanna turn the channel, you stupid ass.
So Shan, with that being said, you don't listen to no New York cats now, like ASAP Rocky and that whole crew, Action Bronson, Joey Badass. You don't listen to none of them cats like that?
I'm not an advocate on this music, that music. I'm here in this club. I listen to what was played around me. I'm not going out and checking for ASAP and all them. Now, if they was nice enough, they'd have caught my ear already. You know what I'm saying? They nice to my son. My son don't know what the fuck he's talking about. You dig what I'm saying? That's who ASAP Rocky nice to. Know who a nice motherfucker that caught my ear? Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that.
You know what I'm saying? And they giving this man slack because he say he the king of New York. When he said that shit, I thought about him talking about motherfucking Frank White on the movie, King of New York. I don't look at that as he's dissing that's New York
thank
City.
Thank you, I'll say that.
I don't look at that as a diss.
He's not.
And what's the line that he said before that one?
Something about corrupt.
About corrupt, yeah. But I didn't see that as no diss either.
So you thought it was the movie line too?
I thought it was
I did
him.
Too.
I thought him was referring, I'm the king of New York, as being Frank White. Me thinking metaphorically or in a lyrical tense sense of terms.
Right.
Thank you. That's what it is.
Felt like when he, quote, came at all these other rappers.
That's what hip hop is about.
Thank you.
That's why I love Kendrick. Kendrick, check this out. Yeah. I got a fucking cartoon called MC Shan, Planet Cold Chillin'. I'm putting your motherfucking character in that shit. Anyway, sue me, motherfucker. Because I like your shit.
Yeah. So we all know your history, right? Okay, so say for it, what if you were named in that song with Kendrick, and I'm going back to Kendrick Lamar's Control, what would you do? Would you respond with the verse?
Fucking ain't right. The fuck you mean? And this is the kind of shit that I tell that little motherfucker. Check it, y'all gotta stop laughing so you can hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Kendrick, in the beginning when you looked at hardcore, you saw my face, and forever in history will that book bear my place. You can fall prey, but the trick is not to panic and sink. I spit rhymes, you thought it took more than one man to think. The glittering gloss is about the glory and fame. Wear your vest, but it won't protect your chest if you don't know the game. Once in a ring, one battle of royal. Blazing them seas and won't even get my Tim's soil. The only thing that you've got locked down is your dreads. You better stay calm, cause I arm mine with warheads through the years. My flows have been known to blow gristle, tomahawk missiles so harmonious. The words make the wind whistle. I'm coming from beyond with a mental state of affliction, and my misguided dialect will leave you in a state of affliction. Pain, and constantly my diction reigns when I pour. And y'all little niggas want war? Bring that shit. I'll show y'all motherfuckers how we used to do it old school. Put you across the knee and slap the fuck out your ass and send you the fuck home.
That was
a tough one.
He coming for your neck, Kendrick.
Yeah, but look out.
Coming for your neck.
No, what I'm saying is that if just saying, look, I couldn't have been motherfucking Big Sean, the nigga talking about me on my own shit. I tell you that motherfucking much. I could not have been you, homie, and then get on interviews talking about that was the biggest song. Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Where the fuck they do that at?
Oh, man.
I got another question. About you being like, to me, like the pioneer of like battle rapping, you know, back when you and KRS on Boogie Down Productions, like, how do you feel about Cass dropping these, I think, so-called whack battle tracks or diss tracks or whatever? That, if you heard,
saying a lot of these cats talking about they got beef, but you ain't got no real motherfucking beef till you gotta move your mama, like G-Rap said. G-Rap said, when you got beef, you gotta move your mama, my nigga. So that shit y'all doing, y'all niggas ain't got no real motherfucking beef. Hey, Morgan.
What's going on?
Chilling like a villain. Y'all ain't got no real beef unless you had to motherfucking move your mama. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just for fucking aesthetics for your next album coming out, hype for your next shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into that old thug shit and all that. Fuck that. Like I said, I ain't with all that shit. I'm gonna tell you what I feel. Nigga, you shoe fit, dance in the bitch.
So we have a young audience, you know, and
what's young? It
rains. Well, yeah. I mean, but there's still a large portion of them are young. So, you know, they're watching this, and some may be familiar with you, and some may not. So, what would you say for those that are just now watching this and saying, "Hey, you know, let me go back and do my research on MC Shan"? Like, what would you point them to? Like, which, you got three albums? Which one would you tell them to pick up?
I would tell them, fuck that old shit, because it's new shit that you gotta watch for, you understand? The old shit is not what I'm saying. That shit is already over and done. It's that new shit that you gotta be motherfucking watching out for.
So what's the new shit?
The new shit, that's that Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. That's that Everybody Wanna Be a Big Star. Well, I'm telling, everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga, step, best be up to par, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, cause real recognize real, can't feel suspecty motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And it's just spitting at you. If you feel any kind of way that I'm saying you suspect, nigga, say something. What?
So what do you mean by bringing real hip hop back with that song?
Lyrics.
Okay.
See, y'all think I'm talking about bringing back ball, 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 ball. That ain't what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is bringing back the fun spirit of hip hop.
What do you think it went wrong, though? If it went wrong, because you say, because he said, let's bring hip hop back. Where did it? What happened?
Look, it's not a thing that it went wrong.
And I, maybe wrong is the wrong.
People's
wrong.
No. To people it. Took it as. I mean, Snoop Dogg changed the game. When Snoop Dogg did his dedication record to Biz Markie, that changed the game. Snoop didn't do it as a thing to steal Biz's record, but he did it. I think that he, you know, this is where the game changed, where people thought it's okay to just keep on using. Because since then, you come out with a hot record, let's say like Rocco, you ain't even know it. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a Rocco, you ain't even know it. I heard Lil Wayne just came out with an album with everybody else's fucking record on it.
Dedication 5.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, of course, dedication, but my thing is nowadays they take that a little too far. You know what I'm saying? Where's the originality? You find a, it's a lot of original cats out here, don't get me wrong, but everybody's following the same path. They not doing no different shit. They ain't looking to be the next motherfucker. They trying to follow this coattail right here. But by the time it's your turn, shit done changed up on you. Now you done wasted your time following this motherfucker when you could have been the man doing some other shit, having niggas following behind you. Look at now, everybody running around here with the baseball hat and glasses and the dreads hanging out trying to look like 2 Chainz. When Rick Ross first came the fuck out, every fucking fat motherfucker is black and motherfucking big and shit, come with the beard and shit and glasses, and swear to God, hope that a chick say, oh, ain't that Rick Ross? You know what I'm saying? Trying to be imitators of a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. So it's like, the originality is just not there. It's just so watered down. Even in the streets, everybody just want to follow just one trend. Let's be as fucked up and as ratchet as possible. Fuck the fact that let's go to school, let's own something. Let's turn out to be doctors and lawyers. Fuck that. Obama becoming president do shit for the morale of the young kids on some real shit.